I come from women tender as roses. I come from women strong as stone. And I come from women who know no one ever walks alone.
Streaming online at www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Support for KKFI by the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College. The Midwest College, formerly the been a venue for the performing arts education since 1990 and, in support of KKFI, offers a full list of events and can accept donations at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Man's story, sad story now. Still waiting for the truth to be told now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It won't be long now, now. Won't be long. Heard the news, heard your rivers all run dry. And on TV, I see missiles in your sky. Word is out. Loud whispering going on. Boy, angels turned mercenaries, coming 10,000 strong. Boy, loving
you,
motherland, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boy, loving you,
black and white sand. I wanna know now.
stars in your sky. Word is out, loud whispering going on. Boy, angels turned mercenaries, coming 10,000 strong.
You're tuned to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Urban Connections. I'm your host, Donna Morrow Wolf. We're joined in studio by our co-host, Karen E. Griffith. And we have a guest today zooming in with us, Roshenda Pickens. Roshenda, are you there? Let me see if I can get her audio. I don't think we've got her audio yet. You know what? I am going to play a short selection while we get our Zoom meeting started. Karen, I want you to go ahead and start with the introduction, though. Go ahead. But and it would really work well
if my mic was on.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us for 90.1 KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. This is Urban Connections. We are so glad that you have toned in and joined us today. Please take note, our very special guest we have is Ms. Roshenda Pickens. And I had the honor of meeting this lady 2 years ago. I think we were at the 18th and Vine Museums, and then of course, you know, COVID hit, and she does a fabulous job of bringing women together to connect, communicate, and maybe cry a little bit, but it's all about bringing women together. And we're going to talk to her about a book. She has produced multiple, or she's an author of multiple books. So we're going to talk about a book that she collaborated with 10 other Afro-American women. And the key word was yes. And when they all told her yes, her face literally lit up. And it was amazing to do that. And she's going to share more of that. Like I said, we're trying to get our system up and running so we can make sure we can hear Roshenda. And then she has another show called Chinda and Friends, which I think is pretty awesome, too, that she does. And we did this over Zoom. And to see the lightment and the energy and the sunshine raying off this woman was amazing. When she shares her story with you, I hope it empowers you, educates you, and assists you with just taking a leap of faith and understanding that anything is possible and that you can do it. Chindike, I'm looking at you, and I know you can see me, but we're working on that sound so we can get you in. Can you hear us okay? You can hear me? I can hear you just a little bit. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get her chimed in. Again, because I really want you to hear her inspiring story. She's on a conference in St. Louis, and I just want to tell you the beauty of Zoom. I don't think people understand. Yes, COVID was a bad thing, but it was a good thing because it allows us to connect and communicate no matter where we are. I wish you guys can see her. Donna, you good over there?
I hope so. Chinda, can you hear us?
We can hear her just a little
bit. Okay, you're going to have to turn your internet off because it's going to reverb through these mics, through all these various and sundry systems.
Our sound waves.
Yeah. This is a sound check, Roshenda. Can you hear us?
She can hear us.
And we can't hear her. Okay.
So we can hear you, but the volume is really low. Okay. So Donna's adjusting it on her side.
Check, check. Microphone check, Roshenda.
She
don't
there.
Have her sound.
I like that. Mic check one. Technology, you got to love it. We going to get you in here, Richard. I'm glad you can hear us. So you can hear us loud and clear, right? Yeah, she can
Roshenda
hear us loud
says
and clear.
She can hear us
She can hear
us,
but I want to make sure our audience can hear her. Okay. Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning in to 90.1 FM, KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. This is Urban Connections with your host, Donna Morrow Wolf, and my name is Karen E. Griffin as the co-host. It's always an honor to share the mic with Donna and make sure that we're educating our community about what's going on, and not about exactly what's going on, but the people that assist our community with growth and development, especially within today's social society.
Roshenda, can you hear me? Okay, here's what I would like for you to do. I want you to call that number I gave you, 816-931-5534. 816-931-5534, and we'll try to bring you in through that phone line, but you're going to have to mute all the, well, no, you don't. Call us on your telephone.
Yeah, call us from your phone.
Mute your computer, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Okay.
She's going to do that, and while Wachinda does that.
There she goes.
She's working on it.
Yep. Technology,
let's take a little musical break while she does that. 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. No. That's not working. Okay. Hold on, Kansas City. Alrighty, Wachinda, are you there? Wachinda, are you there? Oh my gosh. Alrighty, we're going to try this one more again, Kansas City. Hold tight. Enjoy the sounds of Fela Kuti of Nigeria. Everything scattered just like this conversation. Hold tight, Kansas City. Wachinda, are you there? Why do I keep losing her? Hang on, Kansas City. We're going to try this one more again. Okay. Apparently, I've forgotten how to.
She said yes. It keeps hanging up on her. Okay.
Rochinda, are you there?
This is very strange.
All righty. Kansas City, we will have this connected very soon. You know, now it means we're going to have Rochinda back again because we've missed a significant portion of our conversation. Hold on, please, Kansas City.
Big argument, big fights, big everything. Commotion they go, commotion they come. Fight they start, fight they stop. Trouble they turn round and round. Before conductor convex now. Him carry everything. Him carry the boss. Him carry the passenger. Him say police station, yahoo.
On 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Urban Connections. I'm your host, Donna Morrow Wolf. Karen E. Griffin, our co-host, is here in studio with us and joining us remotely, our guest, Rochinda Pickens. Rochinda, are you there? Oh my gosh. We're not getting your sound, Rochinda. What is going on? This is so frustrating. Okay, wait a minute. Alrighty. This is just driving me absolutely batty, and I'm sure it's not great for the listeners either. Rochinda, are you there now? I do not know why we can't hear you. You know what? We are going to... we're going to try this again via telephone. You calling that 816-931-5534 number that I gave you. And I'm going to end this Zoom call and try one more time to receive you over our regular telephone lines. And hopefully that will work. And she's hung up and already calling. So
she's on it.
She's on it.
She's quick.
She is. Yes, indeed. So, we will see how that goes.
And she said, when you say yes, something's clicking.
Rochinda,
over.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Ooh-wee. We got
you.
Yes, you are on the air, finally.
Thank you for being patient with us.
You're on the air here at 90.1 FM KKFI. This is Kansas City's community radio station and start thinking of a date when you can come back so we can have a full hour conversation.
Okay.
With you. Thank you so much for being tenacious and hanging in there with us. And thank you also for accepting our invitation to come on air here on Urban Connections and share your journey, share your story. You're an author and an entrepreneur and many things, very prolific in your activities. So I would like to start by you giving us a brief intro of yourself to our listening audience to describe the work that you do.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Donna. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I thank you for technology.
Oh, yes indeed. You know,
yay,
it's terrible. No, it should be. It should have been smooth as glass, a piece of cake, and you know we've done it a bunch of times, and thought that we had mastered this process. But you know, sometimes it just doesn't go the way you plan.
Yes, but that's okay. We here. Mm-hmm. Your question was, who is Rosenda?
Mm-hmm.
Rosenda Pickens is a vessel being used by God. I am a author of 4 books. I am a mother of 3 grown children, mm-hmm. a nana of 3 amazing grandbabies.
Oh,
I am a whole wife. I am the CEO and the founder of Kept Woman of God Ministry. I am the mm-hmm. owner of Tendy and Friends, LLC. I'm a philanthropist. I'm the girl next door. I'm the woman in the grocery store talking to everybody all the time. But, you know, nowadays you can't talk to a lot of people because we got a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
I am a servant. And I am proud to say that that is my number one blessing, to be able to be a servant to my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I ended up being on this call in the car, because I'm down here in St. Louis just finishing up a women's conference.
Okay. Now, one of the tasks or duties or responsibilities or hats that you wear is that of a life shift coach. And
yes.
Can you talk about what a life shift coach is?
A life shift coach is a woman that helps you navigate through life. And a lot of times in our lives, we go through things and we just do not have the steps to help us move forward. So I am that vessel that helped my sisters move their life, shift it back in place so they can walk forward. Because a lot of times we don't know how to do that. We feel like we're broken down in a lot of different areas. And I'm that coach that lets you know, no, you can do it. We're just going to shift some things around, and we're going to get you back moving to where God has called you to move to. So that's why I say I am a life shift coach, because, you know, I'm that example of what happens when things go through your life and you have these disruptions, and now all of a sudden you got to start over. So I'm here to shift my women back into gear.
Just for the record, how many times would you say you have started over?
Oh my God.
Great question.
I've started over numerous times.
Okay.
Numerous times. And I can't even give you an accurate count. But what I can tell you is when that major shift that took place that caused me to be right here,
mm-hmm.
I was 44 years old, and it was in 2007. Because you know how sometimes you go through things in your life and you just start over,
yep.
but you still don't do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you get that one big disruption that shakes you up to the core.
Uh-huh.
Where you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2007.
Okay.
And that was a major shakeup for me, where I couldn't do nothing but go down on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what led me to writing the books and becoming a life shift coach, because I knew if I'd been through all of this broken, then I knew that there was a lot more sisters that was dealing with the same thing, but they had covered it up. So God allowed me to show up and let women see, you know what, that pretty woman you see on the outside, she was kind of tore up on the inside, and I needed her to shift some things around. So when you ask that question, how many times? Honey. I've been a lot. And I'm not even going to sit here and say I'm not going to go through some more stuff.
Right.
But the thing it is, once you have been through it and you know how God brings you through it and you're able to stand up, you have the tools and you are equipped to get back up.
One, I guess your latest book that you authored is titled The Life I Love, and it's a collaboration of true stories, transformative stories from 10 women who are, and I'm going to quote from the bio you sent me, 10 women sharing their, quote, trials, triumphs, and discoveries. And that is, I guess, a gem and really a gift to other women who read these stories. And I might add, full disclosure, our co-host Karen E. Griffin is one of these 10 women who made a contribution to this book by telling her story.
Absolutely. And the thing is, when you see other women that have been through what you are going through, and you see how they are able to stand strong and embrace the life they love, although what the world look at and they're thinking it's just the worst thing ever, and then all of a sudden you got 10 women saying, wait a minute, I embrace the life I love. And they're like, well how do you do that? And there's, because let me tell you the story I've been through. Let me tell you the trials and the tribulations that I've been through. And so what it does, each woman, it allows them to share their story and other people can identify. Because, you know, my thing is we all got a story. Erin had a story. Carolyn had a story. Quincy had a story. All of those authors, they had a story that was able to connect with women all around the world. And so, you know, when you think about that title, The Life I Love, folks are like, wait a minute. The trials you've been through, the brokenness, you going to say you love that? It's like, oh, yeah, I love it because of what God has allowed me to do, because the things that we went through weren't even for us. We didn't know. We didn't know why we were enduring the pain. But we endured it so millions around the world can read the story and read the book, identify themselves in our stories and say, look, that sister is just like me.
And she made it.
She made it.
That was her shift.
You read those stories and you're like, oh, my gosh, that was horrible. And then you're like, because sometimes we meet people where they are now, not knowing what they've been through.
We most of us have quite a bit of scar tissue that we hide. We are going to have to take a break right now. Please hold on, Roshinda, while we take this break and we come back and continue our conversation with author, entrepreneur, life shift coach, and motivational speaker, Roshinda Pickens. You're tuned to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Urban Connections. Stay with us because we'll be back after these messages.
Support for KKFI by the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College. The Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, formerly the Carlson Center, has been a venue for the performing arts and arts education since 1990 and, in support of KKFI, offers a full list of events and can accept donations at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
You are about to hear a paraphrased rendition of several conversations conglomerated into one.
So there I was, listening to my old van and my new one. I just did it by donating my van to KKFI, and they turned it into the programming I take with me everywhere I go. So no matter where I'm at on the planet, I tell my smart speaker to play KKFI, or I'm cruising down the road in my new sweet ride, I've got KKFI and my old van going with me wherever I go. And I did it by going to kkfi.org. I found the support tab and learned how to donate my wheels. Thanks, KKFI.
A huge thank you to everyone who's donated a car, boat, truck, van, or motorcycle to KKFI. And a future thanks to all of those who have yet to clean out their driveways.
FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, Urban Connections is the program. I'm your host, Donald Wolf, our co-host, Karen E. Griffin, in studio with us. Joining us remotely from a parking lot in St. Louis.
Technology.
Somewhere in St. Louis is our guest, author Roshinda Pickens. I wanted to ask you about living life unapologetically. As you are an entrepreneur, an author, a life shift coach, and a motivational speaker, I'm thinking you do all of this unapologetically. So please talk about the importance of living the life you love unapologetically.
You know, that is a very good question, because you know what? A lot of times we go through life and we are second-guessing what we are called to do. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until I embraced the whole Roshinda before I could stand before my sisters or my brothers and say, you know what, I'm not going to apologize. Because, see, what I've learned is, as long as I am operating in my truth, the truth that God has given me, that means I'm going to operate out of love. That means I'm going to do everything out of love. So why do I apologize for me speaking the truth in a loving way? So when we get to that place of being able to be all that God has called us to be without apologizing for how great we are, so how brilliant we are, so why we might get up happier, because you ever been around some folks and you're too happy and then you feel bad because of your happiness?
No.
Donna doesn't.
But I'm telling you, sometimes if you don't show up and stop apologizing for you being all that God has created me to be, then you know what you're doing? You're shrinking. You're shrinking. And if when we say we serve in a God of abundance, how do we not show up in the fullness?
I think that's a huge disrespect, sinful disrespect to your creator to be less than you are. Yeah.
Because he created you to be the fullest.
Karen, you had a question.
Roshinda, thank you so much for joining us and inspiring someone. My question for you, I love that you say life shift. And I want you to please explain the shift, because a lot of people don't know how to shift. And I notice you're not saying life coach, you're saying shift. So can you explain why you put the word shift in there versus just being a life coach? In case someone's listening, because anybody can think they can be a coach, but to be able to shift into that, please explain that for someone that may be listening and quite not understand.
Very good. Very good question, Karen. Okay, there's a lot of coaches out there. Some people call me a coach, but I'm clear on life shift coach, because my thing is, before you can embrace all of you, there's going to shift that's going to take place. And my job is to be there with you when things start shifting, when things start feeling uncomfortable, when things appear that they are breaking all the way down. I'm there to say, no. Remember, think about it. When you're building a building or a house, the foundation, things start shifting. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we got to come back in, and it's some tool that they use in foundation when things start breaking down, how it lifts things back and fixes it. Just because you have had a breakdown in your life, that does not mean that you can't be built back up. So I want the viewers that are listening out here to really understand when you're going through things in your life, you have to have some breakdown. But the shift for me is for me to help navigate so we can see the movement where you like, wait a minute, this is good. And I'm like, yeah, I'm shifting you. I'm shifting you to a higher calling. I'm shifting you to being all that you can be, and I'm equipping you with the tools that you need.
You know,
so that's what I put the shift in there on purpose, because I want my sisters to know. I'm not just saying, oh, I'm a coach. I'm going to shift you through some things. I'm going to shake up some stuff. I'm going to shake it up where you're going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be painful. But the end result, you're going to be like, oh, my God, this shift was necessary.
Mm-hmm. It is necessary to shift, to get out of a rut. And I think mm-hmm. I think so many of us get stuck in a rut. We get stuck in what somebody else says we are, what somebody else tells us we're capable of, you know, what label somebody mm-hmm. puts on you,
we looks downshift at you and puts real on quick.
You. And we accept it, and then you get stuck in that. And until you change your mind,
right.
You know, you'll stay stuck.
It's like driving a shift, like a car with a shift.
Yeah,
you know,
you need to come up out of that first gear.
Totally, like you and Rachinda are saying, someone say something really bad, you will automatically shift down. You go back to the one mm-hmm. gear. Mm-hmm. But when someone says something positive and shift and lift you up, you automatically going to shift. It's just like a 5-speed. You got to go 1, 2, 3, or 5 mm-hmm. to come back down. You got to go to 1. So thank you for really explaining that, because sometimes, like Donna said, we get stuck in a rut. That's like if somebody keeps saying you're not good enough, mm-hmm. then mentally you literally become broke down and you think you're not good enough. So thank you for really explaining that. But going back, as you talk about being a life shift coach, what made you take a leap of faith to become a life shift coach? What made you say, you know something, let me shift out of this gear and go to this gear?
You know, it's interesting, because the life that I'm living today is not the life that I thought I would be living.
Mm-hmm.
It was not even, I didn't even have a blueprint for it. But what happened is, as I continued on my journey of healing and becoming the better version of Rachinda, I knew that there were steps that I had to take. There was the beginning, you know, there was the recognition, there was, you know, recognizing who is she. And so these same steps that I took to get to where I am now, I felt like, you know what, my sisters need to know these steps. They need to know what I went through. And so after I continued to go through my own healing, then I started being able to help my other sisters be able to go through what they were going through, following the same steps that I followed.
Can you tell us what are the other, about the other four, the other three books that you have authored?
Yes, my first book came out in 2016, From mm-hmm. Being Kept to Being Kept.
Mm-hmm.
That book was birthed from tragedy. And that particular book is the book that will forever be, all the books going to be around forever, but that one particular book is the book that saved my life. It's the book that's showing you the whole healing, the steps to the life shift. And then the second book was picking up the pieces. That book is a collaboration with 9 other authors. And then the third book was The Life I Love. And then the fourth book is Seeds of Hope. And if you think about all those titles, all of those titles is centered around transformation. Mm-hmm. Transformation of going through some things where, you know, you can actually see the outcome with real people. Mm-hmm. And it all ties back in to the shift that we all are taking in this life, but you're able to actually see people that look just like you. And the thing is, for me, from being kept to being kept, I was being kept by the world. Like many of us, we're still kept by the world. We're kept by money. We're kept by fame. We're kept by our friends. We're kept by fear. We in bondage. And so I had to release some things so God can continue to keep me, and that I was able to move forward to the next 3 books. Because you wouldn't have told me that I'm a grown woman now, but at one time I was that insecure woman. Mm-hmm. I was that woman that didn't want to speak, did not want to be on a stage, didn't even think about it, because for one, I didn't believe I was good enough, and mm-hmm. I did not know who I was. I was being what everybody else wanted me to be. Mm-hmm.
And you're working with lots of women, and I have 2 questions. First of all, that question, in working with a lot of women, who tells us that we're not good enough? How do we come to the conclusion, most of us, that we're not good enough? And why is that such a prevailing theme mm-hmm. among women? And is it women in particular? Do you extend yourself to men who need services like this?
Well, see, the thing is, it's not just all women. Because mm-hmm. when I first wrote that first book, when I had the book signing, mm-hmm. that book was in the hands of men. Because, see, men are kept by a lot of stuff, too. Mm-hmm. It's just that they don't want to talk about it. Now, do I coach men? I do not coach men. But if men were in need, then I could connect them with who they needed to be connected with. Mm-hmm. And some people might say, well, why wouldn't you coach men? It's not that I can't. It's just that's not what God has called me to do. What was your second question? Because I get so excited.
I know. We can get started on it. But we're going to have to take another quick break. So I don't want to get... Why don't we do the break, and then we'll okay. come back with that second part of my question. All righty. So we won't have to be interrupted anymore. Okay. You're tuned to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Urban Connections. I'm your host, Donna Mara Wolf. Our co-host, Karen E. Griffin, is in the studio, the lady whose art class I attended last night and made a mini quilt. Thank you very much. It was a wonderful time. And our guest, who is joining us remotely from St. Louis, Missouri, is author, entrepreneur, life shift coach, and motivational speaker, Roshinda Pickens. Please stay tuned, because we'll be back after these messages.
Tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m. for Changing Narratives, a program hosted by me, Brother Jay. Join me for interviews and discussions that will be informative and entertaining. While interviewing some of the unsung heroes from the African-American community, our goal is to bring balance to the negative narratives that are currently being shared. Once again, every Saturday at 5 p.m., Changing Narratives with Brother Jay.
Did you know your business or organization could be sponsoring this episode of Urban Connections? Learn more at kkfi.org/marketing.
90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, Urban Connections is the program. I'm your host, Donna Wolf. You know, I'm getting ready to be Donna Morrow again.
I like Donna
Morrow. Like my big sister did.
Go ahead. Shift.
I'm your host, Donna Morrow.
There you go. Shift. You see that? If you guys could see the smile on her face when she said her daddy's last name, you just shift.
Yeah, I did. Okay. And our guest who is who has helped me make a shift here today is entrepreneur, author, life shift coach, and motivational speaker, Roshinda Pickens. And the question was, how do we women so almost universally get to be convinced that we are not enough? How do you see that happening among the people that you have served, Roshinda?
Well, what I have noticed a lot of times with the women that I served is through having those conversations with them. Mm-hmm. And it starts from their upbringing. Mm-hmm. It starts from upbringing. It starts from the things that someone may have said. And then what happens is it carries over into adulthood. Mm-hmm. And I was able to identify it is because I looked at my own self. Mm-hmm. You know, I was raised by a single mom, seven of us. Was in the same town, but it was kind of like the father was not in the household. Mm-hmm. So a lot of women and men are shaped and molded by the things that they see or the things that they hear.
Yeah.
And for me, I started feeling like I wasn't enough. I wasn't enough because my dad left me.
Yeah.
I wasn't enough because, you know, I didn't go off to college. I wasn't enough because I decided I was gonna have a child at age 19. It's just a whole lot of little pieces. So we decided that. And the thing about it is, we decided that on our own self.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we will blame society and say society is who told you you wasn't enough.
Right.
And that's true. We have to dig, we got to dig deep and go back to the beginning of why we feel this way.
Right.
And that comes into breaking down those barriers of what you've been experiencing. And a lot of times people don't want to break it down.
Yeah.
They want to gloss over it, and then they hit 40, let's say 44. I'm 58 now, but then they hit a certain age. And then they start saying, well, you know, now I'm dealing with this, and I have to take a breath. And it didn't just happen today.
Yeah.
This is something I've been dealing with for 20 years.
Right.
Let's start talking about the things that someone put in your head.
Yeah.
Because I can tell when you know who you are, when you know the creator, then you don't allow those words to tell you you're not enough. See, the thing about it is, I used to have a problem with having a conversation with anybody who had a degree or doctorates because mm-hmm. I didn't feel it wasn't enough. I didn't think that I measured up to them.
Right.
It wasn't because they said it. That was my own belief.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to ask myself, Roshinda, why do you feel that way? Because I didn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
But once I realized who I was, I can stand up among the best.
Yep.
And if it's something that someone needs from me that I can't give, I'm going to say, hey, let me call my doctor friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me call Karen. Mm-hmm. You know, that's her expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pick up the phone and call Kalana, Chrissy, and Lanessa, and Karen, and Shannon, and Reverend Danita Robinson, and Stacy, and Terry. Let me call my sisters.
Yeah.
Instead of me feeling like I'm not worthy enough.
Right.
But to answer your question, when we start feeling like we're not enough, or, you know, these things that have been put on us, it's because something that we have heard, something we have heard someone say to us, weaknesses, or
not even good enough to do it.
Totally understand what you're saying. As you said, go back, and you know, I always go back and I look at my ancestors as they were whipped at the tree. You know what I mean? They were tied and whipped at the tree. And you always hear people say, oh, black women are so strong. They are so strong. But people have to realize when our ancestors were whipped at the tree, they were also weakened at the tree, which also had blended down to where we are today. And so like Donna was saying, what is it? Well, it started way back then when we were weakened and whipped at that tree. So it's carried in us. So when someone do say something to us, we are verbally being weakened. Still at not at that tree, but at a certain extent that really hurts us. So I want to thank you so much for saying that, and just so that we can understand where it acts, or those that are listening can understand where it actually came from. It just right, didn't happen
like
today.
Like you said, Karen, being weakened at the tree and at the same time strength at the tree.
Because that's right.
Thing is, for black people, when we endure that kind of pain and still can stand strong, then that lets us know we are strong.
That's right.
We just got to know how to get up.
That's right.
We got to know how to get up and not just sit here and say, well, you know what? My life was so horrible over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to walk around doom and gloom. No, I'm not going to walk around doom and gloom.
Right.
I'm going to walk around with my head held high.
Come on now.
Say, I heard you. You was that girl that was a single mom or whatever the case may be. I'm going to say, you're right.
That's
I
it.
Sure was.
And I shift.
You know how folks want to talk?
Yep.
You didn't have four husbands. I sure did, and it took me four times to get it right.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like taking ownership of the stuff that stopped you from moving forward.
Yeah.
When you take ownership of your own stuff, can't nobody tell you nothing.
Right.
That's when it comes to standing up, being your own authentic self. So you can't tell me nothing about gender because I didn't put it in a book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay, let's go read the book, because you know what? If you heard that, then it's true. Let's read the book.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm embarrassed by it. I'm not embarrassed by it because the things that I put on paper is not about me. It's so I can help another sister. These authors share their stories so they can help another sister that may be embarrassed.
Yeah.
May be embarrassed by what they have experienced. I mean, I'm here at a conference, and it's interesting because one of the authors, Pastor Danita Robinson, who's author in this book, this is her conference in Lewis. And today she wants to share. Look, I need a man that loves me, a husband I've been married to for a long time, but let me tell you, I've been through three husbands. The first one was an attorney, the other one was a teacher, and the last one,
we didn't get who that
was. Say the last one again. You cut out.
Let me say it. The third one was a convict.
Oh.
And she said, let me tell y'all right now, this convict that I've been married to for 28 years.
Mercy.
Took care of me versus the doctor and the attorney. She said, we all got to act somewhere.
Mm.
We all got to act somewhere. And you want to see the silence in the room? Because a lot of people would be like, oh, my gosh, you know, oh, my gosh. She's like, oh, no, let me tell you, I'm living my best life. But I had to endure some stuff with this husband, with this husband, and now this husband here, I'm married to this man for 28 years.
Wow.
That in itself.
Yeah.
That in itself is impressive.
I know, see.
Your jaw probably dropped.
Yeah.
Right? But she shares her story, and she's one of the authors in this book, The Life I Lost. You know, not afraid to tell her story, because when you know who you are and you know who you trust, you know the reason you done been through what you done been through.
Yeah.
You can stand and say, wait a minute, you know, I said, yes, Lord, use me. And sometimes he'll put me in places, and I'm thinking, really? You want me to go over here? And he's like, yes, you said yes, you surrender.
Yep.
This ain't no time for you to close your mouth. I need you to share your story so you can help women. You can help those single moms who telling you that they can't do it. You can help that widow that was married for 20 years and her husband passed and was left with three children. That was me.
Yeah.
You know? You can talk to that sister who has these dreams of building her own business and she's thinking she can't do it because she don't have any degree. That was me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a trip. I get excited. And if you read the book, The Life I Love, my chapter is about sisterhood.
And thank you.
About my sisters.
Thank you. And we're going to have to wind it up for this session. We're going to have you back again so we can do the full hour with you, Roshenda. Please give the people
a
link, a website or something.
Chinda, what you got coming up?
Oh, yeah.
What you got coming up?
Oh, yes. I have a book chat. Actually, it's next weekend, a book signing, The Life I Love, and the other books will be there. We will be at the Black Archive from 1 to 4. And any of the authors that I have written with that are available, they will be there. They will be there to be able to talk about their chapters. We will be able to do some readings and just share.
Okay.
To share our journey to inspire, you know, come out, have some hot chocolate, and see who this woman is that they see on Facebook talking about, girl, check your crown. And see us in living color.
Thank you, Chinda.
Thank you, Chinda, so much. What's your website address or that people can link to?
They can go to www.chindaandfriends.com.
Thank you.
And they can find me on Facebook under Chinda and Friends. Chep Woman of God. Look, you can find me.
Okay.
Hey, where's that woman at? Look, Karen knows how to get a hold of me.
Okay. And that's Chinda, C-H-I-N-D-A, and friends.com.
Chinda, C-H-I-N-D-A, and friends.com. Once you hit that website, you can connect with me in every way. And who knows? You might be in my next book.
Oh, my gosh.
2023.
Sounds like a challenge.
Thanks, Chinda.
Thank you so much, Chinda. We'll see. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
You're so welcome. That's author.
Blessings.
Yes, blessings to you, author.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Author, entrepreneur, and life shift coach, Roshenda Pickens. All right. Please stay tuned, everybody.
For Brother Jay.
Of the hour. Yes.
Brother Jay, changing the narrative.
Yes, indeed.